All right. It's the rundown. September 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last day of October.
September.
Noodle. This is the rundown is presented by NASCAR. I was just talking to my new friend, Bram Walker. Relatively new.
Mm-hmm. Friend?
6 months.
Playoffs are absolute mayhem, and it was. The Roval. I will say with NASCAR, I get confused because this happened when I went to Bristol and I was chirping like the Liberty car because it was spun out. I was watching the highlights and Chase Elliott just blew a turn. Like in smoke, went right into a wall. Chase Elliott won the race. I feel like if you hit a wall, you're out. That's another change I want to make.
Yeah.
Like you hit a wall, you're just donezo.
Yeah.
He hit it head on too.
Yeah, he blew the, like right. He had the lead coming out of a stage. You could see his car started smoking, something happened. He just went directly into the wall. Guy won the race. It was one of the craziest races of the year. Four guys eliminated from the playoffs. We also had Bubba Wallace, which I have later. I guess we can do it now. Bubba Wallace throwing water in Alex Bowman.
Called him a bitch?
Yeah.
Had a conversation after the race.
Oh, not very happy. Not only communication, but Bubba throwing water.
It was just driving around like it's Sunday traffic, flipping him the bird for three laps straight. So he put him in the wall, Alex Bowman did. Bubba Wallace, a pretty mild-mannered guy. I've talked to him a lot. Good dude. Never talked to Alex Bowman. He apparently is pissing him off. But that's racing. You want that. You want the fights. You want all of it. So things are getting nuts. Down to 12 racers, drivers, 7 remaining races. This week is Dover. I'm going to Talladega next. And then Kansas before the field is cut to 8. This weekend, like I said, Dover, Chase Elliott look to keep stay hot. Although, again, asterisks. I like Chase Elliott. But if you hit the wall, you should be gone. They're also considering.
Is my guy Denian still in it?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's like.
He's the best.
He's one of the best.
He's the best.
Be sure to tune into the NASCAR playoffs this Sunday at Dover, 2:30 Eastern on NBC Sports Network, or witness it live by getting your tickets at any upcoming race, NASCAR.com/tickets. I'm excited for Talladega. Okay, boys. NFL recap. I guess, damn, big news. Mitch Trubisky injured. They're saying he'll be out a little bit.
Yeah.
And the instant thing when you everybody, I think, watches, like, this team may be moving the football better with Chase Daniel.
Trying to.
Day one. 3-1.
Now, the Vikings stink.
3-1. The Vikings stink. The way I would put it is Mitch has a higher ceiling. Chase has a lower or a higher floor.
Okay.
So Chase is not going to lose games with play, but he also, when you have to throw
it. Chase Elliott doesn't have, Chase Daniel doesn't have like a huge ceiling. Maybe one. Yeah,
understatement, right.
Correct. So that's really like not
He can't throw it down. I don't trust him throwing it downfield. Like if the Bears, that was such a perfect game for Chase Daniel to come in when the defense is playing the way it does and Kirk Cousins stinks. All you got to do is just make plays. All you got to do is like make 3-yard outs and 5-yard slants. And keep, you know, the Bears just had the ball the entire game. It was also like one of those games, I think it went like 2.5 hours. So good to have a quarterback that can get in there. I don't know many teams that they can throw in their backup and they can be like, you know what, he can win us this game.
So, I got to be the Vikings. It may go down. Kirk Cousins is one of like the most ridiculous, overhyped. I mean,
$30 million guaranteed.
So much money.
Guaranteed he next year, Dave.
Sucks.
Next year, guaranteed.
Sucks.
They have to pay him $30 million.
Sucks.
See, Adam Thielen hates him.
At some point, you're not going to be able to run the ball for 180 yards, even with the best running back in the NFL. And that's when you have to be able to throw the ball. You have to be able to make plays. You have to be able to you know, hit the ball, the deep balls. You have to do that because otherwise it's too easy for teams to just tee up and rush the quarterback. So we have to be able to run the ball and pass the ball. In this league, you cannot be one-dimensional. It's just too easy to defend.
Hates him. He basically just was like, our quarterback.
We can't throw the ball.
Yeah, it's like, well, I was open. He saw me. He just can't complete a pass, so he sucks.
He can't beat any team. What was the stat I gave? I think he's now 4-25 against winning teams.
I didn't bet that game because I'm a pussy, and I was like, I was kind of in the middle. You know when you're like, all right, you're going out the week. You're not really down. You're not up. You want to just freeze it. That's how I felt. I ended up betting the Saints late big time, so I won that. But that line scared. I didn't get that line why the Bears weren't. Yeah, the big dick of Bridgewater is like.
The best pick we've ever made in our entire lives, the Teddy Bridgewater schlong pick, was a no-doubt winner from the kickoff to the final whistle.
Big winner.
The Saints won outright as a +4 dog on Teddy Bridgewater's huge schlong. Dave, are we going back to the schlong?
I'm going to ride this dick till it fails me. Let's go. I'm just going to be all over that dick.
Yep. Going to ride it.
He's coming money.
Yeah, well, money. What happened was the Bears, their inactives were insane yesterday. They had their two of their, you know, top four defensive players were out.
And they still basically pitched a shutout.
Pretty much.
Well, the Vikings stink.
Yeah, pretty much. The Vikings scored on when they kind of let up a little and, you know, played a little prevent defense.
Kirk Cousins stinks. They have a good running back. They got good receivers.
Stinks.
Their quarterback sucks.
Stinks.
They also are a classic team that I just feel like they look so slow when they have to play on grass.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
Like, significantly slower.
And they're living off that. They've really had one good year, and it was when they lost
Case Keenum.
Yeah, and people still remember. They stunk last year. They stink this year. I just put Gardner Minshew on there. They had another big win for the Jets. We need a T-shirt.
That guy is just Moxie personified.
Is it? There it is. Just a mustache Moxie.
Moxie, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
That's it.
Do it in the teal.
Can who's going to send Welker, right?
Michelle?
Just, yeah. Mustache
and
Moxie.
It's got the headband, too. He wears a headband. So
headband. Mustache Moxie.
Maybe Moxie on the headband.
Yes.
There it is. Do it.
Somebody's doing that.
Someone make the shirt.
Do it.
Who? Someone raise their hand.
Wow, not a very active office right now.
Tommy's
Adam doing boy, it. Tommy, way to step up, Tommy.
Coley looks like Tommy he's strutting over fucking, there in his
like a
jumpsuit, something to say.
88 Olympic team.
We've made two of these. I got C&D'd instantly. Ah,
by who?
By him.
Minshew?
By him? Yeah. He's from Mississippi.
Minshew's a C&D guy?
Yeah, big time C&D guy. Because Chaps had one up like week one, and then I had Trigg make one. Didn't know that Chaps had one.
I think he's making his own. That's the problem.
Yeah, they didn't even put mine in the store. I think we should just like reach out to him and try and partner with him.
Done.
I have his number.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Speaking of awesome shirts, Daniel Jones, another win. His look is so awesome, and that
he dressed out of Eli's closet.
Eli looks like he's going to the Met Gala compared to what Daniel Jones wears, and the Cutcliffe quote, which I love. Real swag is no swag. Is awesome, and we just released that shirt in the Giants fall a little red 8, so that you should buy. The clip I got in there, Andy Reid with the Mozart painting, just awesome.
Nice job, Andrew. Nice job. There you go. Hey, not all of Mozart's paintings were perfect, huh? That was beautiful. And hey, the end result, though, that sucker's gonna sell for $1 million.
Awesome. I love Andy Reid so much. He's one of those guys, like, in maybe, I don't know, 7-8 years when he decides to be done coaching and has never won a Super Bowl, and we're just like, I miss that guy.
Yeah, no, he's awesome.
He's just a pillar of the NFL.
With that, not all Mozart's paintings were great.
Yeah,
it's true.
He said it with real confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mozart had no great painting.
By the way, I'm going to be totally honest. If I watch that, I don't pick that up at all. I just go, like,
It
has to be pointed out to me, like, wait a minute. But that's something I would do.
Yes.
Pats, 4-0, didn't look great. I don't know what I was expecting in that game. It kind of sucks to miss extra point in terms of the spread. The Bills, always fun. You tailgated there. It is, and I'll tell a story on the radio. The best part about it was, so the Pinto Ron tailgate people reached out. They're like, hey, come squirt the ketchup. They got this guy, Pizza Pete, is the review today. We have a file cabinet pizza. How many years they been making it?
Oh, since 19, maybe 95.
And what do they call you here?
Pizza Pete.
He's been making his own homemade pizza out of a filing
cabinet. Yeah, he has like an oven.
So I did a review there. And Bill's Mop, there's a bunch of pockets in the country, but Buffalo is as much Barstool country as it is, like, I was saying to these guys, it is not 99-point, like, recognition of the brand. It's 100.
When we walk around there, we're, like, the big. It's, like, basically like Brad Pitt and George Clooney walking around. Right. People are like, oh, there they are. It's awesome. I love everyone in Buffalo.
So ESPN was there as well, covering it, and Diana Rossini, I think borderline friend of the program, at least friend of PFT, we get along with, was there, and they want her. They got in contact with the Pinto Ron people to squirt the ketchup.
All right, guys, this is Pinto Ron. He's been coming to Buffalo games for 30 years. This is a tradition every single game. He's going to put out the burger, and the fans are going to pour the ketchup and mustard. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
So she had a producer. She had like a cop, escorts. You know, it's the opposite of what we do, where we're just going around. But they wanted to do a shot that went directly from the squirting the ketchup to Sam Ponder. And when she showed up and she's like, wait, they're like, well, Dave's going to be doing it with you up there. And they're like, oh, we can't do that. We can't, like, send it from Dave to Sam. The Pinto Ron people, ESPN, all their producers are like, well, he's doing it. So, yeah. Like, we don't care if you don't want to do it. We don't care what you do. But, like, this is who's doing it. You guys can work around. So that was awesome. That reminded me of the Caleb thing when he was doing the
Will Greer.
Yeah, and ESPN showed up. They're like, well, he's gonna go, and they're like, well, then you have to go.
Yes.
There's nothing that makes me feel better.
The Pinto Run. I've done the ketchup thing. It's like, I mean, it's like being a torchbearer at the Olympics.
It's big.
It's
people
huge.
Screaming ketchup. He's like the nicest, most unassuming guy
ever.
And people are like, hey, shoot him in the face with ketchup, because I guess he hates that. He like actually doesn't like him. How did it start? He's like, someone tried to put ketchup on my burger and missed. Like, that's literally, and it blew into this.
Innocent and then beginnings.
That really got away from him.
It did. He got the shower, he goes
just
to the game. So Bills Mafia, awesome time. You know, it's 4-0, 3-1.
Do you think he dreads that? Do you think he goes to tailgate and has, like, a great time? He's like, but fuck.
Yeah, I honestly.
Like, away games, he's like, thank God.
Like, all the people doing it to him love it, but he's like, yeah, I kind of got to go, like, do the ketchup thing.
He's like the sad clown.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
But the first time you ever tried to flip a cup?
Hit a boy.
Have you ever played flip cup before?
No.
Brandon.
So I'm just asking.
I was, first of all, I'm not like a huge shot guy. Mm-hmm. I was as fucked up at that tailgate. Like,
yeah, it gets you so, you just turn around and
you
walk
shot,
in, shot, shot.
A belly, like, what do they call it? The guy had like a belly, like, luge where you stick it on guys' belly. Like, I wasn't there for a second. I was shotgunning beers, doing shots, every kind. By the time I got to them, I was in slow motion.
And
to be honest, I do think Flip Cup, coming in like drunk raw off the street, you need like a couple like practice. They were playing.
Yeah.
The whole game was under protest. Somebody before used two hands, so you didn't see that part of the video.
Okay. All right, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a chance to give your side of the story.
Yeah, I actually thought, I'm not a big like funnel beer. I'm not Paul Glazinski who like leads the funnel beer crowd and get girls so fucked up they don't know who he is crowd. No offense, Gaz. But I did it. I almost thought I was going to puke in the first one. Like, I just, like, that's fast for me under the pressure. It's like, and I pictured myself being one of those videos. Like the autumn, imagine that.
Yeah.
But no, it was fun. Chiefs won a tough one. So power rankings kind of stay the same.
Saints, well, we talked about it. Teddy Bridgewater. You do the points bet because we hit on points bet last night.
Yeah, points bet. You did that. Sign up a points bet with code Barstool and place any $50 bet. They will give you 100 in bonus bets. No turnovers required. If you're not in Jersey, you can. I'm gonna tell you a story, Dan. If you're not in Jersey, you can play points bet pick six game online, where they give away up to 25K each week. Go to pointsbetpicksix.com with the number six to play. Must be in Jersey. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or like we do, bet more. You know how tired I was last night? I had a double unit, a double play. And now the only way I can actually do a double play is I can bet line and money line.
Right.
That's like my end around. So if I want to do it when it's like 2.5, I can do it. I did a double on the Saints and went to sleep and didn't know the score until I woke up. That's the biggest
rush there is.
That's great.
When you get on
the
score phone.
I did that with UCLA.
And you're like creeping down.
Yes.
You're creeping down.
Yes.
Like,
I do that
That's
with UCLA on Saturday night.
I've been bad.
It's so scary. It's so scary.
When you have no idea.
Because you can't, even though you can't control it, you feel like you can control it when you're watching.
And the first one, it's like this arrow. So I saw like the Cowboys had 10. I'm like, I can deal with 10.
Yep.
But then I knew, it's weird. Before I processed it, I kind of saw the Saints number. I'm like, that's low too. Like I could see it in the 12.
Yeah, because you see it and it doesn't fully register for like 3 seconds.
Right. Then I went and checked, like, was it a game winning field goal? When we get
Fuck
the field goal, all that.
That's the best.
They
Looking
were protecting
back.
That lead for most of
I saved your ass last night.
You did.
He texted me, he was like, Cowboys or Saints? He said 2K on the Saints money line, but
I followed him.
Yeah.
Boom.
Good.
Done.
Good. Yes.
Winner winner.
College football almost had a huge upset. Clemson almost went down. I feel like Clemson always has one of these. Do you guys like the Mac Brown decision to go for two?
I love the decision to go for two. You lost App State. You lost to Wake Forest. You have the number one team. The longer you play, the more the talent differential is going to come into play. And I feel like eventually the balance would have shifted. I know you got home field, but I like the call. I mean, I like the call to go for two. The call itself, eh. But, you know, what do you call in that situation? If I love the nuts.
If you asked UNC before the game, would you be willing to do a 50-50 coin flip for one play for the win, they'd say yes.
I didn't watch enough of the game. We were traveling. I will say, Frankie and Spider Will, I actually tweeted it. I put eyes on that game in, like, the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, I could just tell. I was watching. I'm like, this.
Clemson hasn't been impressive.
I'm like, Clemson, this game, this is going to be a weird game. So I eyed that. I wouldn't argue either way, because if the game seemed everything that followed, that it wasn't like flukes, it was pretty even. So if you want to play him, I have no problem with it. Other than that, what else did we have?
I mean, the only problem I have with it is they got a freshman quarterback who stared Clemson down all day, Sam Howell's his name. I would have liked for him to have the option to pass that ball.
Right. The running option to the sideline against Clemson's got better athletes, faster athletes.
Yeah.
They almost that ball bounced right into that guy's hand.
It's gonna be really hard to do.
Very lucky that he didn't, like, jump over and score there.
The other story in college football is the Big Ten expansion is not going well. Not a good weekend for Big Ten
expansion. Well, not for the ones that got expanded into it,
You had Nebraska, right? That game, you could tell, was over two plays into it.
Two plays in.
Like,
instantly.
Two plays, you could tell how much faster Ohio State was.
Did you watch any of that game?
Yeah, I watched the
beginning. The fucking red balloon at the end? Because, you know, they hold the red balloons and let them go when they score. They scored with, like, 3 minutes left in the game.
48-7.
But it was, Rutgers got bageled. Maryland got bageled.
59-0.
Nebraska. I mean, that's just. That Maryland game might have been worse than the Nebraska game because it canceled classes and it was a blackout. And that game.
Was over instantly.
Yeah.
Just.
It's funny. We were flying to Buffalo on Saturday. And we flew out of Teterboro and we saw, like, I don't know, it must have been like the hottest sorority back in, like, the early 80s, late. It was a group of like 10 women, all dressed to the tens, all still in good shape, but older, with their bedazzled Nebraska stuff on, all going. It's like the first game they've had for that in so long, and then just to get your guts ripped out.
Ohio State looks like a rolling ball of chainsaws.
Yeah, I haven't watched much of them. I didn't even know they existed till last week, but they can play football, that team in Ohio.
Yeah.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just, whoa.
It's like, who are these guys?
Damn.
Avocado Ross, this story.
This shit's crazy.
This transpired late Friday. I will go to my grave saying it's one of the top five, maybe top craziest stories we've had at Barstool. The fact, to recap it as quickly as we can, it was late Friday. I got in late to do the radio. I had to go upstairs for a meeting with Jen, one of our, like, the girl who does all our production. She's great. I'm walking up, just happened to be walking up, and I don't walk upstairs very often. But as I did it, there was a guy who was, like, coming in and walked straight towards me, like, and kind of got my face.
I have no idea who you are.
Okay.
So you just come in, you're like, camera and me, you got lawyers. I don't even know how you got in here. What, now you don't like being on camera, but I'm on camera? Like, I have no idea who you are.
Thanks, guys.
Like,
thanks.
What do you think was gonna happen? Who are you? How did you even get in here? You wanna leave?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Like, you came in and no one knows who the fuck you are.
Alright. I'm asking to talk to you. That's
so
it.
Who?
Whoever's responsible for the Instagram handle.
Who tried to talk to?
I'm trying to talk to you.
That's it. What makes you think you can talk to me?
Well, why don't you want to talk to me? What's the deal?
Because I don't know who the fuck you are. You come in here, like, I got to talk to you. I got lawyers involved. You're putting me on camera. It's like the office. I don't know who you are. Right. You get that? Like, I've never seen you before. Okay. I have zero clue who you are. All
right.
Did you send an email?
Yeah. I sent an email to you guys.
To who's you guys?
Whoever's at the other side of the aisle. Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay. All right. Thanks, dude.
You're welcome, dude.
Okay.
Good talk.
All
right. Like, who let this guy in? I thought he maybe worked here. I didn't know who he was. I'm like, he's like, can I have to talk to you. I'm like, who are you? And I just kept walking upstairs. He followed me upstairs and was like confrontational, being like, I'm getting catfish. You posted something on Instagram. We need to talk. You need to take it down right now. And I was upstairs to be like, who the fuck are you? Like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. I walked out. Then he pulled out a phone, his iPhone, and started recording me. Jesus. And being like, you're being recorded, lawyers are involved. And look at him, when he did the phone, he almost jiggered my memory. He's like, oh, you're recording me? So I walked down, I'm like, Frankie, get over here. We gotta record this guy. We had a little record off. He
didn't want the record.
No, he did not like the record off.
Once he realized he may be on camera here, which makes me think he had no idea who we were, what we do.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if he knew who I was. I may have just been the guy who happened to be the first he saw. Because after he talked to me, he tried to talk to our shipping guy, like our merch, Kovacs. So once he left, Chuck, our Instagram, he's like, this is the post he's mad about. He shows me. It was only up for like 2 hours. And I think the post said, I want to paint you. It's a Tinder message that a girl sent us. Like, I want to paint you green and spank you like an angry avocado. Actually pretty funny for like a Tinder message. And the girl replied with a dancing avocado. We go on radio and we try to figure out the assumption in the beginning. Was he getting catfished or was he embarrassed that he got caught, maybe as a girlfriend?
Right.
It was neither of those options. We figured out over the course of radio, because we asked the girl, like, hey, can you send us the profile? Who sent it? Got in contact with the guy whose profile. It was just a real message between two, like, college kids in Illinois.
Here's this guy. This is the guy that came in.
That's 100% the guy.
This is the guy that came in. His name is Ross. He has a different last name than the Ross that the girl just sent.
And he looks wildly different than the
other. So he's saying he got catfished because a guy named Ross sent messages.
No, the main thing is that,
like, Avocado Ron was like, yeah, that's me. I sent it. The real kid.
Right.
The guy who came in here has absolutely nothing to do with the post.
So how did, yeah. Is he definitely uses that. He's an avocado pickup guy. That must be his line.
The only thing they have in common is name Ross. They're both the first name
Ross. And he probably uses that line.
Maybe.
He wants to spank an avocado.
Fuck.
How? He has nothing to do with it.
And he just showed up?
Yeah. And we don't never have people show up. And we have a guy who has literally nothing to do with the story show up.
It's very wild that he walked in and you just happened to be the first person that he saw. He could have seen anybody.
The whole thing was crazy.
I'm still so confused.
So here's where we started realizing it. When we started figuring out what was going on, he emailed customer service, like, can you send us the picture that's in your profile so we can see it's you? The light bulb may have gone off in his head right then, like, I don't have that picture because it is not me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like other kid, the real kid, he's like, yeah, here's my picture. It's on my profile.
I think I finally made sense of it. Okay, so.
It resembles him, maybe. So this not guy really. Ross, they're like 10 years difference.
Sent some avocado messages to somebody and thought the one we Instagrammed was his, right?
Yeah, this guy, Ross, in New York, is definitely an avocado pickup guy. And
so is that like a lot
of those guys?
This is like one of those, you know, that theory that there's like you somewhere else in this world.
Uh-huh.
And maybe someday you like walk into him. That happens.
So this guy who came in, maybe he's 30, I think. He's balding a little. The guy who's doing it in college, a lax bro, is like 21.
Shit. And I guess it makes sense because like it's a very specific pickup line that
You think this guy actually has used the line and didn't really look at the profile?
Correct. Picture?
That's what it is.
I think he does avocado like sexting.
I have a question. Just, you know, me asking here, I'm married and might not ever have to use it, but does the avocado thing work?
Yes.
It does work.
The girl, even though she blew his spot up.
He went viral.
And she replied with a dancing avocado. It's so preposterous.
And it works because there's two Rosses using it.
It's good information.
So you guys are saying the other Ross uses that.
Yeah, I think so. Because otherwise,
well, he'd be
like, no, I've never said it.
Or that's not me. Like, hey, that's not my picture.
Right.
That would be
although it was the side of his face so I could see. Yeah, I think they both use avocado lines.
My favorite part of the story is him holding up the phone saying, lawyers are watching you, and then you saying, wait, and you go get your own cameras, and he shits himself.
Yeah, he didn't see that one coming. He tried to hide in Erica's office. Yeah. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah, he was so, can we get in contact with this guy?
I mean, customer service, as far as I know, the update is he went dark when, like, send us the picture to show it's you. Because I
waited to get him.
Because
if he calls in or does anything with us, he can, like, win this back. Be like, totally. Yeah, you know what? I do avocado pickups. And
the real avocado Ross came out looking like, he's like, yeah, that's me. I was drunk.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Just a college kid. Yeah.
Oh, what a story. This Falcons heckler.
What you do? Hey, tighten up. Oh, you tighten up. Hey, Harris. Matt. Hey, man. Oh, yeah, tighten up. What y'all doing out there? Sean, we might need you. Come out playing like some doo-doo. Hey, y'all tighten up, man. Straight up. It's the fourth game. Sanu, hey, Mr. Consistent, I see you, big dog. Hey, Sanu the big real. Hey, Matt, tighten up, homie. Hey, I need y'all to get in the game. Get your ass in the game. Duke, don't be looking back at me. I'll come back there, hey. I'll tackle you. I'll show you how to tackle. Tighten up.
Awesome.
He's
they
me.
Stink.
He's me. I hate the Falcons now. I can't stand them.
They stink.
They stink.
You know what? This will be a little nostalgia for you. Remember when I used to say the Patriots murdered franchises?
You know they did.
28-3 murdered the Falcons.
Yeah, they murdered them.
Totally murdered them.
Yeah, they'll never be the same. They need to fire Dan Quinn.
He lives off. That's what it is. Lives off the Super Bowl.
Yes, they turned the ball over 3 times in Titans territory on downs. That's almost impossible to do.
I just love this video because it proves my theory that trash talk and heckling sounds 100% more ridiculous in a Southern accent. When Matt Shaw walked, hey, Matt Shaw, we ought to put you in. Yeah. That's just Southern accents make everything.
Dave.
Okay.
That.
All right.
Like that.
That wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay.
I'm sitting here because of that.
That shirt.
You also have just a hair.
You don't like this shirt?
No.
Can I get this?
Why?
It's too much going on.
Let me see.
It's too big of a logo?
It's just too much.
Yeah, like what do you...
It kind of blends in.
It looks like
bit.
You guys are like, you're about to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Walked the line. That's what...
Walked the line with me and Marty Mush.
Yeah, no, I know. I came up with the name. But Walked the Line...
I think you did.
No, I did. Oh. That's the Man Black, right?
Yeah, Johnny Cash.
So what I would do is Google like that and come up with an image this thing.
It is too much going on.
Yeah. It's just too much
but
going on.
But I was so excited when we got our logo.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's,
so
it's
he's
a
right.
terrible logo.
There's too many words, too many things.
That's a bet slip.
Yeah,
that's our name.
That's way too much.
Way
too
Marty's got his bird. I've got a cowbell. That's a lot.
Logos you got to keep simple.
Yeah.
That is a disaster.
It should be like a tightrope and your dumb face trying to walk it.
Okay.
Or like a Johnny Cash, the Man in Black silhouette, except somehow with you with that hair, maybe. Like you with a Johnny silhouette
with terrible fucking bull
with that
haircut.
Hair, yeah.
Okay.
That actually would look awesome. Can you go to Fleischmann's, please?
No, I'm not doing that. I don't think I should do that.
Hilarious.
I don't think I should do that.
Why?
I don't know what they do with you. I don't know what they do with you.
It would be so funny to watch them try to do something.
I got
to
keep my bad haircut.
It is your logo. I don't know what they do.
Dave, tell him he's got to go to Fleischmann's.
It would be funny just to see what they do.
Order him.
I'm not me without this hair.
No, order him to go to Fleischmann's.
I'm not Team Fleischmann, but it would be funny.
Because if he came out with like a fluffy.
I don't know.
They'll figure out something.
You can't go with a full fluffy.
That haircut on like a Johnny Cash silhouette may work.
Yeah.
White Sox, Dave.
Other side.
Mm-hmm. You're just saying that because you had a big
fucking
hair.
He had a thing.
Hair.
You had some.
Don't get mad.
I swear
you had a hair.
White Sox, Dave.
Changed himself.
I don't know what he was doing chaining himself now anyways. Like what he thought that accomplished doing it like a year after the fact he said he was going to do it. And then the lightning bolt happens.
I'm chained to this statue right now. See it? See it? Holy fucking shit! All right, that was like, that struck the fucking stadium. All right, that's my cue to get the fuck out of here. I got metal chained around me. I'm done. I just broke through the fucking chain. Holy shit.
My hair stood up.
Dude. How close was that to fucking hitting us? My hair's standing up right now, too. All right, I gotta go. I almost just got struck by lightning. See you later.
He almost got struck by lightning.
And then it's clearly he's not chained. He's like, I broke through the chains.
This is fucking Hulk.
this guy.
He's so funny. I don't understand why people can't see how funny he is. Maybe it's not intentional.
That was not like...
And but you laughed.
I think I shook my... It's just what this guy, it's like... You go, it's done. No one's, you finally.
And what he said when he was like, the lightning crashed and I broke through the chain, like, dead serious.
That's was after funny. Like 20 people or maybe 100,000 people were like, you got up pretty quick for being chained. Took him a little while. He's like, I broke through the chains.
Wow. I don't know White Sox Dave, but it seems like he's perpetually in crisis.
Yeah.
It seems like he's perpetually.
A little bit, but I love him for that. I don't know, like, people. Listen, White Sox Dave adds character to the Barstool roster. If you can't see that, you got an old dump in your pants.
We already talked about Bubba Wallace for his bone. And then Jack Mack. That's been a big, the last one.
Where
Jack
is this
Mack,
fucking asshole?
Who gave everybody a huge tip that UMass was going to throw the football game against Akron. They were plus 9. They won by 10. It was never in doubt. Jack Mack had like 3 tweets being like, get ready for this, get ready for this. A lot of the office fell for it. A lot of the office is shambles. Jack Mack says he doesn't apologize. There is a question about his remorse. The more I've thought about it, the more, A, first of all, if you have that big of a tip, the way you went about it stinks.
Stinks.
Like, that's not public. Like,
yeah.
Like, you don't tip publicly. So that maybe should have been a red flag for
people. That was my red flag.
Yeah.
When Jack Mack had it, and then PFT texted me it, and I was just like,
but
there's
even,
too many
I'm saying
people.
Even if you actually possess one, like, right. I've never... Like you, when I have a real tip,
well, real tip,
I text and, right. And it's like
it's very few people.
It's like do what you want, but it's not. I'm not. I don't want everyone taking it.
Correct.
So the question again: everyone hates you. It seems like, is there remorse?
I thought I showed proper remorse.
How?
Everyone's going. Hank,
like,
I don't know
what people is looking at you right now. Like he wants to murder you.
I don't know. I'm not sure what people wanted me to do though.
I want you. I think they wanted you to cry.
Yeah, when you I'm not going to say, I'm not sorry, though.
Well, that's
no remorse. That's no remorse. Okay.
Because you don't physically
that's a killer,
say that
Jack.
Word,
Jack,
or you don't feel bad.
Because I feel like I did what I had to do.
What? Meaning what?
Like, I got a tip, and I did my duty and blogged it to
how
the world.
How many people tipped you that? How many times
no,
did you hear that?
No, you don't do that. You don't, you don't tip
well,
to
well, that's the mistake. I did make a mistake.
How many times did you get the tip?
4 times.
That should have told you right there, like,
it's not
hey,
a tip.
It's no.
Yeah, it was
tip.
A mistake. It was dumb.
4 people sending it to you was like, hey, this is someone's fucking with me, or everyone thinks it's a tip. It's not. Tips don't get spoken about.
Especially
like that.
The tip for those at home that UMass was throwing the game. I also got it from a random account. I am promising you, if there is a real team that is throwing the game, we won't find out about it for 30 years. It's like, that's the type of stuff, if you're leaking it as publicly, people are gonna get killed if that's a real, real
yeah,
situation.
But I didn't say that.
What?
Like, I didn't say
but that
in
was
words.
What it was.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought we would, this would become like for the rest of the season, then we would make
oh,
like a
just,
documentary
we
about
just
it.
But
like
my
King
point
office?
Is that you're not, that information for a real football game to be tipped, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars with the most dangerous people probably in like the world in on that. We're not finding
right.
out about it.
Right. We're not getting 4 tips about it from people in our DMs.
It's not worth it. Whoever would be involved in that tip to just randomly like it you can't. Then it's like
So what do you think your punishment should be?
I will say you are super lucky,
so lucky.
That Dan and I had nothing to do with this.
Dave didn't you didn't see the tip? You were on the plane?
I was on the plane. I wouldn't have believed the
I
tip
used
to
my
begin
brain.
With.
Right.
Right. So we saw through the tip,
correct.
Which I guess speaks a little to them. It's like,
right, that's the part that there is a little bit of blame to be put on like Marty and Ev and Blackjack and people here.
Because I'm
like,
quick to jump on tips.
Oh,
but this
the minute
one
I saw it, I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, I smelled it out instantly. Like
yeah.
This ain't a tip.
Well, what? I don't think
but,
I would decide
poor,
my punishment.
Poor Blackjack is
just
like
not
just,
even a man anymore.
He just became a normal, you turned him normal.
He had to sell everything but his shoes.
It's just Fletcher now.
He's just Fletch.
Hey, Fletch.
He's just Fletch.
I mean, I watched the game with him.
He's like back, like looking at his lawyer books.
Yeah, yeah. You did do the one thing I tuned into the live stream. You kept on saying, like, it's a 60-minute game. It's something.
There was a lot of time.
That game
left
was a loser.
Right. And,
like
and
2
you,
minutes.
You
in.
Had the vibe of somebody who kind of thought, and still like, oh, it's just a joke.
Right.
No, I don't think it was a joke. I truly believe
what?
That we're going to win.
He bet 1 unit on this game.
Now, the unit thing I will say, I don't know. We don't unit shame here.
No.
Although, if I have a real tip, even though I can
you
only bet that, I would
have called
as in.
Many as
yeah,
you can.
I would have
yeah.
called in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's my rule, that I only bet 1 unit every game.
Then you but. Can't really give a tip.
No, that's completely fair, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what his punishment is, but...
If I was involved in this and a lot of loss, it would have been suspension without pay.
I said we should make a documentary of us throwing tomatoes at you in the public square.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wouldn't make
you want
part
your
of the
documentary,
tip right, because
right.
I wanted the
you
documentary.
You wanted the documentary.
I really thought we had something. Like, I really did. History, right? I thought I did.
So you're saying your not apology is like, I got information. It's my job to share it. The information is wildly inaccurate. But there is a tipster's job. Like, here, I'm going to read you what I got from Elio. And this is a horse tip that I got Saturday as well. And let me pick it up. And it's a Elio does not. Elio, if he says he has a tip.
I could read the tip if you want me to. Like,
no, I read it. Everyone saw it. No, everyone in America got a DM.
Well, I don't think so.
I mean, everyone in America got a DM.
Well, people like you did.
Everyone in America got a DM. The world got the DM.
So,
Robbie got the DM.
Robbie got the DM?
Well,
Robbie got the DM.
Here's a tip. This is what I got from Elio.
Well, it can really spiral you into a big loss.
12:28 on Saturday, tip in the fifth at Monmouth, Lake Local, supposed to bet the house kind of tip. I said, from who? Owners. He said, he said he's betting six figures. And we're talking about the odds. I'm like, then it'll be 1-5, 2-5. And then that was it. I put $5,000 on it. He won by a fucking head bob. We watched it on the plane. But like, that's a tip. That's a tip. And the tip won.
Dave shared a tip with me a few months ago. I didn't say it. You can't. Once you say the tip out loud, you share the tip with your inner circle of gambling friends. You say the tip out loud, and the tip is no longer a tip.
Any tip that is published on a blog is no longer a tip.
No, it's not. It's public information.
So you're not going to say the words, I'm sorry, to anybody?
I'm understanding it's like a fundamental belief of yours.
Yeah, because I did what I had to do.
Just say I'm sorry. What? That's all you got to say. To blackjack.
Like, I did what I had to do. Like, I got information.
You didn't have to do it.
And then I don't regret blogging it. I don't regret telling people about it.
Okay, well, but are you sorry the tip didn't turn out?
I wish it turned out differently.
Some tips don't. Like the tip Dan's talking about did not.
But it was still right, but it was wrong.
Yeah. But like, you could be like, hey, take this with a grain of salt, but I heard UMass is throwing the game.
Yeah,
you did like a six-tweet thread being like, I have news that will rock the college football world.
But I did think like this could have been the end of the UMass football program.
The biggest problem was they were playing Akron.
Yeah, it was also 0-4. That's right. I said
UMass
that
could have been trying to pull the game
text,
still
lost. When I got the text, it was like, Akron stinks.
Well, there's two things. If you're throwing the game, you lose. That is someone throwing the the suspensions and whatnot, what's the difference between a starter, a second, third? UMass thinks there's probably not a huge gap. Throwing the game, it doesn't matter. You're going
to
lose. You fumble, you drop the ball, you're doing things on purpose. That clearly was not the case.
Yeah, when there was a pick six to make it 14-7 UMass, that's when I knew it was over. Because they picked it off. The guy would have just dropped it.
Yeah, but there's no, again, throwing a game. Like there's two people who can throw a game, a quarterback and a running back, maybe. Who else can throw a game in
college? I heard football? It was the entire defense.
But that just doesn't exist. That's like that's where
it didn't exist, yeah.
But did you tell people like the entire defense? Because then I'd be like, that's just not true.
Do you know understand like when the Henry Hill like point shaving, it was like one or two guys.
Right.
You can't include ten
guys. It's too big.
Guys.
Right, it's too big. Because like, then you're getting tipped. Right.
Someone's gonna talk.
Right.
Someone's going to tip Jack Mack
right.
from Barstool Sports.
Exactly. So if actually, Fletch, I'll call you that from now. If you knew it was a whole defense, that's almost on you because there's no way that's possible.
Yeah. There is
like
a
it has to be like the quarterback
told,
or like
I don't,
the
I don't,
running back.
I don't victim I told, shame, but the victims in this also have some culpability for not using their brain.
I said
Fletch.
The whole team was in on it.
Yeah,
that's
Fletch.
What I told you.
No. Now the people at home. No, are really the victims because they didn't know any of this.
You said there were multiple players that were betting on Akron in this game.
Uh-huh.
That's what you said.
Uh-huh.
Now, to be fair, you're right. Everyone got the DM about this. I didn't get that until after I make this bet. I'm in a text message with this guy telling him that I'm going to bet this heavy, and his response to me is, what'd you say? Come on.
You were hesitant to bet it. I said,
what'd you say?
Blackjack, do you want to be a part of history or not?
That's you can't say that to someone who's a degenerate gambler.
And you don't apologize for that.
You gotta apologize for that.
That line is brutal. You can't bring that out to a degenerate gambler.
When I told you.
Because then Blackjack's stuck in a spot where if he doesn't bet the tip and he's missing out on
history
he's a fucking asshole.
And now he's lost his whole
mojo.
And
you put that on him.
Yeah, I
How do you not apologize for that?
Just say I'm sorry.
All right, I'll say I'm not. I'll apologize to you. I shouldn't have said the history line.
Oh, you guys are just fucked.
I'm sorry.
Come on, say the words.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Blackjack. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, Blackjack.
Why can't you say sorry?
It's just against, I don't know, it's against who I am.
Man has a code.
Well, there we go.
You haven't said sorry since sixth grade?
Well, I'm sure I have, but yeah. In sixth grade, I accidentally pulled the fire alarm in, what's it called, laser tag game.
Pull a fire alarm?
It was dark in the fire in the laser tag in Connecticut, and I was running down, and I put my hand out, and it was one of those when you break the glass, it sets off the entire fire alarm. It was bad design by the entire laser tag situation. But
this guy's never been wrong.
but I had to apologize to the fire marshal because they sent like four different trucks and they were really mad at me.
So you said sorry?
I said sorry to the fire marshal. Last time I said sorry. Yeah, well, I'm sure I said it, like, but I just don't remember it.
And now today.
Now you're part
now
of the
Now today, to Blackjack.
And by the way, I'm gonna say it is also for future reference. It is almost impossible to have a hot tip on a sporting event, like outside a horse race.
No,
like,
yeah.
How do you like hot tip? Like we had that baseball game. That was.
I've gotten one tip in a football game, and it was a specific player not playing.
Yeah,
like, that was it.
Right. Maybe you have information that they're not releasing.
But that can't. That doesn't decide the whole bet. Right. That's just information. Right. You're like, okay, I know this,
and I'll maybe
decide
like
off
some
of it.
Weird weather. But everyone seems to know that. Yeah, it would.
Stephen Shea. That I mean that.
I remember there was one game.
The tarp wasn't put on. That's fucked up. Whatever.
We gotta.
Need a bylaws.
We need the Constitution. We've talked about it. We need
it's
the
a
gambling
mess
Constitution.
Over here.
People are getting away with murder and emboldened by things like you do. All right.
Sorry?
It's a blackjack, yeah.
Not too big ever, Marty.
The people at home didn't know any of this.
Anybody who gets a direct text, they owe an apology. That is next level.
You sent me a text and I responded to it. I only sent personal texts to like three people, friends of mine that don't work here, and I apologize to them.
See, that's the only thing that I not to agree with. You were naive enough to believe it, so
yes.
It's like if you think it's true, you're trying to help out.
Is that part you were actually a good friend, but then like,
right?
I don't know, man.
But you is more so. I think what would drive me nuts is it didn't seem like you ate it, like you weren't like distraught about it.
People wanted tears for future reference. People want tears.
I know. I'm just not a big crier either.
Well, and it's like you seem like sarcastically to be being like a lot of game left.
No, I truly believe that there was a lot of game. Like, when we were down, I think four
He's
points.
Got a weird brain. He's like Stephen Chase.
When
He's
there
got
was
a weird
four
brain.
Points in the second half, and they put in another quarterback, and there was a completion first pass of the second half, I was like, oh, we got this.
Oh. All right, well, I'm just glad I didn't lose on it. I'm very happy.
Thank God.
Yeah, would like then I don't know. That's the type of thing that changes relationships forever.